Hello and welcome to the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as the guy that wasn't wrong. And we have a big day here on the podcast. A huge day of gloating on the podcast. It might be preemptive gloating, but of course I am your mayor of PHNX, and I am joined by my friend, my co-host, my vice mayor, the one and only Thunderstick Jesse Friedman.
Do I have to be here? Like, can I call HR or something?
I mean,
literally says Jesse was wrong in your freaking background, Derek.
Talking about here. This is, we'll get to that. But what we are declaring, obviously, Jesse, is that some mistakes were made and things were said, and we're going to get to that. But first, we have to remind you guys that this show is brought to you by the fine folks at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It is the last weekend of NFL playoff action, folks. Go get on the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use our code PHNX. Get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Go do it right now at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Jesse, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had this little episode that we may or may not have talked about once or twice, where we predicted when the MLB lockout would end. And obviously, today is Thursday, January 27th, for all transparency. For those of you listening to this podcast, it came out on Friday, January 28th, a day that from now on, we will know as Jesse Was Wrong Day. January 28th
will forever be known. The eyes freak me out. That is not okay.
Oh, Jesse. Here we are. It is time. The MLB lockout has not come to an end. And unfortunately, your prediction is still a few hours away from
Derek, I don't know if you keep a pocket calendar around. Today is January 27th, and yes, maybe our audio-only audience will be hearing this tomorrow. In fact, I may be wrong. We shall see, but I think your celebration is a little bit premature, my friend. And I will also add to this, Derek, that February 14th is also just about 2 weeks away. And I don't know if things are looking up about your day, Jesse.
No, but I don't recall gloating about my day and being as positive about my day as you were about your day. I could pull some audio clips, but I think that would be excessive at this point.
That's fair.
We know things were said, but still not close. And I think that's the biggest key or update we could provide at this point.
Yeah.
Obviously, here we are. A day where we've joked about, we've talked about, and now we're at it, and it's kind of sad because even with where we thought we would be, don't you feel like we're still farther away than we imagined we would be come January 28th? Even though I know you predicted this to be the end all be all of this situation.
I remain confident, Derek. We have, we still have more than 24 hours before you can officially seal the deal on whether my prediction was correct or not. I will not speak anything ill of my prediction on this episode. It will not happen. You will not get it out of me.
I don't know what would happen if a deal was pulled in the 11th hour on January 28th, because I'd probably have to quit this network. I think that would be the only reason.
You probably would. Yeah, those same HR people wouldn't be very happy with you after on this episode.
Look at you on this beautiful thing. But of course, you know, what we're going to do is every January 28th, we'll talk about the lockout.
Is this an annual event? Is that what's happening?
It's going to be celebrated on this podcast as the wrongest day in Jesse Friedman's life, but it's not a big deal. No. We're going to make a holiday or a big deal or a hashtag out of it, but there might be a hashtag going around on Twitter tomorrow. Keep your eyes peeled for that. Actual news, because there is no news on the lockout, kind of scouring the internet. Doesn't seem like any real updates were made. Last thing was from a few days ago, but there is a report coming out that MLB is stating they will not require minor league players to have COVID vaccinations for the 2022 season. Again, not surprising news there, but still based on the situation with the pandemic and some organizations, some companies choosing to do that. Any surprises there on your end as far as that non-mandate?
Yeah, I didn't expect baseball to install a vaccine mandate. There's a lot more players than there is in other sports. So I think it just makes it hard to, you know, put out a blanket statement on that applies to everyone. Also
a logistical nightmare, by the way, too, with all those players and all those teams.
It is a logistical nightmare. I mean, and we've seen what's happened in the NBA where, you know, most players are cooperative and then there's Kyrie Irving, right? And I think baseball would have a lot more Kyrie Irvings than basketball does. Not to, you know, play into stereotypes necessarily, but I think just in general, if you look at, you know, the demographics of baseball and the players on the field, I think we can all agree you'd probably find more people in the sport of baseball who would be against that sort of thing than you would find in basketball. I think the two leagues just have kind of a different culture. In baseball, yeah, I don't know how exactly, like, I don't have any numbers to back this up, but I think we probably just all are on the same page when it comes to that a blanket vaccine requirement in baseball would probably not be taken to very well. And we don't have numbers, but I've heard from people who cover baseball that, you know, vaccination numbers among MLB teams are not necessarily that high, like they are in other sports. So there'd be a lot of guys who you'd be forcing into this, unlike the NBA, where there's probably just, you know, a few people here and there that might need some convincing, whereas everyone else was probably getting it anyway.
Would you see this as a situation where the MLB is going to continue down the path that they did last year, where they were testing and had the taxi squads and everything? Or do you see MLB maybe trending towards a direction where they just don't test for COVID at all and kind of let it lay where it may, right?
That's a really good question. And I mean, at the rate that COVID is going right now, I mean, I'm certainly not an epidemiologist and I don't want to pretend to be, but it kind of seems to be trending in a direction where it's not going to be phased out, at least as of right now. There's no clear end in sight when it comes to COVID, not anytime soon, right? And so I think a lot of people globally have already come to terms with the fact that we're going to have to just learn to live with this thing. And in sports, learning to live with COVID, if that's what it comes to, is probably at some point going to be okay. Some players are just going to have it and we're just going to have to deal with that. That's just going to be part of life, right? We're not going to, the same way we don't, you know, test players for other things all the time.
Flu, maybe there's something like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You not know? To say that COVID is the same as the flu, but there, I mean, we don't test people in general for things unless they pose some sort of, you know, much bigger threat, like was the case with COVID-19.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, or I wouldn't like, or if it there's just yet, but we'll see what happens on that front.
I say after going through what I've gone through this week, you know, I'm double vaccinated and boosted, and I can't implore people enough to not, you know, to take this seriously. At the very end of it, I can say I had a pretty quick recovery, but it kicked my ass, and I'm still not out of it, right? So I just say that even with that kind of situation, I really hope to see people just take care of themselves, really is what it comes down to. And that's kind of the bigger, you know, bigger deal there when it comes to what we have going on with testing and trying to keep people safe. The vaccine mandate, that part, you know, obviously I agree with you 100%. I did not see that being something that MLB would follow through with or even test the waters with right now, considering everything else that they have going on.
Cheersten, I don't need that kind of energy around here.
Love you, Cheersten.
We don't need Derek feeling more supported in the abomination that is what he has set up for this episode.
Chris Melton said, like steroids in the day, we see nothing. And yeah, I mean, at times. I joked about the WWE at one point deciding just not to test talent anymore, but I honestly, that I don't, that it wouldn't surprise me to see other places trending in that direction that currently test athletes. You know, again, it's,
yeah,
it's something where it is, it's so rampant that you can't, you know, at times, you know, we have teams that are completely decimated by it. And in reality, it's being decimated by it just due to coming up positive and not needing to be out due to illness. Right. Right. If I was here, you know, I would have been put down this week. I would have been on the ILDL, whatever sport I played, I would have been done. But again, it affects people differently and you never know how it's going to hit you or how bad you're going to get it, what else you're going to get with it. I got the flu Rona, so I got the stomach flu with it. I got coronavirus. Oh. I also got a pretty nasty ear infection to go along with all that. So it was a fun weekend in DC, to say the least. But Robert York's got your back, Jesse. He says, I got you, Jesse. I got a poster of Chase like that. So going up in your background. Excuse me. I still think this is probably the best decorative item, but that's just me personally. It's how I feel. I also feel like you guys need to take my advice from earlier. Get on that DraftKings Sportsbook app. Go download. Excuse me. My voice is not going to make it, Jesse.
I got you, Derek. It's all right.
Yeah, go download that DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use our code of PHNX, and you'll get 56-1 odds on any football team this weekend. Bet $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. And, of course, if you're not a new customer, you can experience the conference championships with same-game parlays. My favorite thing to do, I'm going to give you my DraftKings pick of the week a little bit later in the show, but you just got to combine multiple bets. We'll talk about opening up that same-game parlay submenu, finding those additional legs you can add. More legs you add, the more money you can win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. DraftKings, remember, is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 and over only. Arizona only. Gambling problem. Dial 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Excuse me. I, again, am literally in the middle of losing my raspy voice, but we'll power through and talk about how right now the Frontier League, a partner of the MLB, is trying out a new extra innings rule, a sudden death rule in extra innings. It's a format being tested that would follow current international tiebreaker rules. And I don't know. What are your thoughts on this, Jesse? It's a little out there, but could be interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is a little out there. So correct me if I'm saying any of this wrong, Derek, but basically the setup is the 10th inning is totally as it is right now, right? Correct. So each team hits, they start with a runner on second base. And it's just this kind of new thing that we've all gotten used to in watching baseball games. And I think a lot of people are still a little bit on edge about it. I feel like in general, there isn't really a whole lot of support for the runner on second base rule that is coming to baseball. But anyway, so this rule basically would have that happening in the 10th inning, just as it happens right now at the big league level. What would change is the 11th inning, where, correct me if I'm wrong, Derek, but what happens is the home team gets to decide whether they want to play offense or defense.
Yes.
So they get to decide whether they want to hit or whether they want to pitch slash field. And when they make that decision, they will start, if they choose to hit, then they're going to start with a runner at first base. And if they choose to play defense, the opposing team will start with a runner at first base. And if either team in that scenario scores a run, whichever team is batting first, then they win the game and the other team doesn't even get a chance to hit. And I think it's fascinating. I mean, at first glance, my reaction was that a runner at first base doesn't necessarily give you that much of an advantage. So I feel like you would probably just choose to play defense. I feel like that would be the odds on things to do. But looking at some numbers, and I'll pitch this back to you. I want to know what you think, Derek, before I get into the numbers. But the numbers were actually a little more convincing than I expected them to be. Things were actually pretty even in terms of, you know, whether your odds would be better winning one way or another. So, Derek, what is your reaction to this madness happening in the Frontier League?
I will say first, I don't even really like the current. I don't like the runner starting on second. I don't. Okay. And this is somebody that complains a lot about the fact that we have experienced some very long games at Chase Field that I've been present for and have had to cover until the very end of those very long games. But
yeah, if anyone has felt the effects of long extra inning games, it's a beat writer who has to write a game recap every single day of the week. Yes.
And not only that, but I mean, you know, again, even with those like 15 inning games, right? The players are exhausted, but they're also kind of loopy. So if they win after 15 innings, they're going to go celebrate for a little while and things are just going to take, it's a long progress and we have to get Lavallo. We have to get the players wrangled up for individual interviews. And then we still have to go write our write up. So when you think about some of those games ending at like 1-2 in the morning, we're not going home until like 3-4 in the morning. That's how crazy some of those games could be. Right. I'm totally in favor of that not happening. But I will say that I kind of like this more than the standard rule. I don't like the runner just being on second and that goes the way it does. I like this, especially with the fact that there is no other offense. There's no offensive half inning if a run doesn't score. If the team doesn't score, the defensive team wins, and that's where it ends. And I like that. I kind of like the finality of that. But this kind of takes me back to my feelings on the strategy of the game and why I like pitchers hitting. I just feel like baseball is fun for all of those little things about it. You know, all of those little strategic moments and moves that if you're a diehard baseball fan or somebody that's played multiple seasons of the show, you've experienced and had to deal with and know quite a bit about. And some of it might be, you know, I don't think parts of that ruin the game, but I also think like having a hard end to a game after 11 innings seems like you're just taking away a huge part of baseball, which is the idea that it could go on forever. We saw an amazing divisional round here in the NFL, right, this past weekend. Yeah. One that we've talked about being historically one of the most exciting, best divisional rounds that we've ever seen in football. There's been a meme that's going around about the Chiefs-Bills game that said that it could have gone to 7 overtimes and been a score of 164 to 153, right? And that's kind of the feeling of what people wanted with that game, the way that it was going. And that's the only sport that you're really going to get that with at times is baseball, where it can really have that 14, 15, 16 inning stretch and keep going, almost like you ended up having to play two extra games over the fact that this game, you know, was so close and these two teams were neck and neck the whole time. So that aspect of it, even though it doesn't really happen that often for games to go past 11 innings, it's still something that kind of makes me sad to think about MLB eventually not having that be part of the game any longer.
So you basically, you want the game quirky, like you want the pitchers hitting.
The game quirky. You want... Yes. I do, because people always want, it's like instant gratification. You know, people want like a bunch of home runs and, you know, this and that, and like all these exciting parts of the game. And it's like, okay, give it to them. See how much fun that game is going to be to watch. I don't think it's going to be that fun. You're creating like a video game arcade style, you know, scenario, when in reality, that's not really what baseball is. Some people do love it for those intricacies, for the little quirkiness, quirky pieces of the game, you know?
I get that. I do. I just feel like it's hard to figure out where to draw the line with that stuff. Like, it would also be fun if we had a home run derby in the 11th inning between the third base coaches.
Right.
Both teams. Like, why don't we just go crazy
exactly.
and do that? Right?
Exactly. Well, because that's what this feels like. This feels like trying to create the same atmosphere that you would get from like a shootout in an NHL hockey game where once we get so far and we've given both teams an ample chance to win the game, let's have something exciting happen that, you know, everybody can get on their feet, know this is the end, and watch it, right? I like shootouts in hockey. I get it. But that's hockey, man. That's part of their game. They figured that shit out. You got to do something else for your game that's, you know, that's exciting, but more about your game. I don't know. I saw the other day that the average NFL game is actually longer than the average MLB game, and that shit blew my mind. But it's true. You just don't feel that way watching an NFL game. You don't, because NFL games have time limits. You know when it's going to end. Yeah, it could stretch out long due to a number of things, right? Teams, you know, calling timeouts, this, that, injuries. There's all sorts of things that could extend what you think is going to be, you know, a 25, 30-minute quarter into a hour-long quarter or whatever, right? But baseball is just so undefined with no clocks, no time limits. And you could speed through five innings and then have a sixth inning that lasts an hour and 45 minutes and just be like, what in God's name is going on?
I don't know about an hour and 40. Have you ever covered a game with hour and 45 minutes?
I'm just saying. Because it's baseball, it's possible, right?
It's possible. That's fair. I do like it. Like, I'm with you. I enjoy the quirks of the game. I'm not a fan of pitchers hitting. We've had this discussion before. I'm ready for the DH personally. That's one quirk that I'm ready to be rid of.
Chris in our comments disagrees with you. She says pitchers should hit because it's baseball, capital letters, baseball.
Chris is one of those people you feel like you're making a mistake if you ever disagree with her. I'm gonna have to stand by my opinion there for the moment. This is a fun move, I think. I mean, yeah, it's just different, right? It's different from all of the other innings in the game, and it still feels like baseball, right? I think, like, you know, the home run derby finish that some of us have dreamed about is just different. I mean, it feels like a different game. Like, you're just basically seeing which team has a better slugger or something, which seems like it could be unfair depending on the situation. So I think this is kind of a more pure way of still making it, you know, fair and even, and yet also making it really exciting for fans to watch. So what I was talking about earlier about the numbers is my initial inclination was that starting with a man on first with nobody out doesn't really give you like a 50% chance to score a run. I figured it would be well under 50%.
Sure.
In which case you would always want to just choose to play defense and make the other team try to score. It actually appears to be pretty close. I wasn't able to find a super concrete number on this, but it's pretty close to a 50-50 shot. There was one random stat from Division I baseball, where apparently in Division I baseball a couple years ago, if you had a runner at first with nobody out, the team scored 50.5% of the time, which is almost exactly 50%. I think it's a little bit lower in Major League Baseball, but not by much. So I think you just have to make it so that whatever you do, there isn't like statistically a very obvious choice to make, because that would just make it so the home team would have a huge advantage in being able to choose which option they wanted to go with.
Sure. It still feels kind of like almost the kickoff thing in football, where you kind of always want that ball back in the second half to start the second half, right? And then but that's not the way that the coin toss used to work, right? The coin toss used to always be whoever got it took the ball. They wanted the ball first, right?
Right.
So
right.
Things change where, like, I'm sure numbers come out and prove that it's more advantageous to get that ball back in the second half than it is in the first. And I'm sure, just kind of like with this, there is evidence that proves that they are close, but I feel like you'd still take the edge with having, you know, the team in the field defensively, unless maybe you're like the Diamondbacks, right? I mean, unless you don't have a concrete bullpen.
If you're the Diamondbacks, then it's kind of a lose-lose, let's face it. I mean, I don't think one option is clearly much better than the other.
Jesse was wrong. Jesse's wrong for that. Jesse's wrong for that.
Just going to keep pointing at that thing. It's just anytime I say something you disagree with.
Pretty much. I might leave that up the entire... This is staying the entire time that we're doing the show, all right? But mostly because I like the weird face that you're making in that picture, but...
The eyes are still pretty uncomfortable.
The eyes are very uncomfortable. That Jesse feels very uncomfortable about how wrong he was. But make sure to go over to gophnx.com if you haven't already. Sign up to become a member. You can get an annual membership, and you'll get a free t-shirt over at the phnxlocker.com. If you're not interested in the annual membership and you hate amazing, well-fitting, soft t-shirts that will make you look good and make men want to be like you and women want to be with you, then, you know, you could get the month to month option and you'll get your first month for just 50 cents. And that t-shirt thing, it goes the other way too. You know, with the yes. women wanting to be like you and men wanting to be with you. But you can go over to our, of course, our website. Jesse still has a great piece up there where he talked to you guys last week. And of course I've been under the weather, but I am still working on a piece that I've been working on this week as well in regards to the lockout and Jesse being so incredibly wrong. So go to PHNX. Go
are PHNX. You just going to write an article titled Jesse Was Wrong? Do I need to prepare myself for that?
That's what right the graphic now? Is for. You think I'm going to for the show? The graphic's for the article. No, that's, I'm just using it multiple times. It's the
way I really am going to have to call HR, aren't I? This doesn't
probably,
feel...
Probably. Yeah. But again, you don't have to call HR. You can just go to gophnx.com. You can sign up to become a member and then you can tell us your thoughts on how wrong Jesse was in our members only Discord, as well as all the other amazing options that you get when you're a member of gophnx.com. And also to existing members, shout out to all of you for your patience. We've had some issues with the website this week, making some transitional changes and trying to increase some space and whatnot. So that has caused a few issues, but we should be back.
whenever Craig breaks the website because Craig is too good at what he does. So
go check out what the PHNX Coyotes are doing and you'll see that they're breaking the news and websites and hearts and everything. So go check that out. Hopefully their news is good news to you because it looks like the Coyotes are staying right here in the valley for at least a little while because they found a temporary home. Yeah. So some more information on that from Craig. But we thank you guys again for checking out the show. And in honor of you checking out the show all week long and in honor of Jesse being so wrong, I'm giving you guys my DraftKings pick of the week. But I'm not just giving you one. I'm going to give you a couple. All right. First, here's my big shocker. Probably going to look stupid on this one. I'm taking the 49ers over the Rams. I just can't deny what the 49ers are doing right now. They're just too good defensively. They're just too good of a team right now. And that seems crazy to say, but I'm taking them covering the 3.5-point underdog spread against the Rams. And as a single game parlay, I'm also taking Debo Samuel as an anytime touchdown scorer and Jimmy Garoppolo for throwing under 269.5 passing yards because he's not going to throw that many. But not just that. I'm giving you multiple DraftKings pick of the week this week. That's how much I love you. And I'm trying to make up for how wrong Jesse was for his lockout thing. So continue to bet on the Suns because they're doing amazing things and you're not going to, it's always a good idea right now to continue to bet on the best team in the NBA. And also, of course, being a wrestling guy, I would be remiss if I did not tell you guys about the free $25,000 WWE Men's Royal Rumble pool available right now on DraftKings Sportsbook, as well as the $10,000 free WWE Women's Royal Rumble pool. So two free pools. You don't have to put a dime in. You just go in there. You make some picks. You might win some money. I don't even know how the thing works, but I'm going to be tracking it. And I know my information, which is used to be good. It's not as good as it was once was, but anyway, that's what you can do. Have yourself a fun weekend watching football, watching wrestling, and listening to, of course, all of the shows and content right here on gophnx.com. But we thank you guys again so much for checking out the show. On behalf of Jesse, I apologize for, again, his
am gloating. I no longer a five-star man?
I'm not gonna
look, lose a I'm just star,
saying,
Derek.
I'm just saying I'm not taking any stars away from you. All okay. I'm saying is January 28th is National Jesse Was Wrong Day on this podcast. It will be
and
now,
January 28th forever. To repeat, as of this moment, has not even come yet.
It hasn't so come. Knows, I'm just Derek. Kidding. People,
tomorrow may be a very devastating day for you. My
I just I
it
want
may, it may be really made. Tough.
Oh man, I don't know. I'm again. You if a deal gets made on January 28th at the last minute, you won't be hearing from me on social media for the entire weekend. I don't know. I'll just go in.
You're gonna have to step away for at least a couple of weeks. Yeah.
I'll just discontinue using my phone while I sit here on the couch under a blanket. But we thank you guys so much for checking out the show. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter. I am at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Jesse is at @JesseNFriedman. Our show is at @PHNX_DBacks. But of course, all roads lead to @PHNX_sports. And that is on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Please leave us a 5-star review. I'm a 5-star man. man. Jesse, not so much anymore, but we definitely deserve your praise. And also subscribe. That's more important. We appreciate the reviews, but more than anything, we want you to come back. We want you to be here with us every week. And we appreciate you guys checking out the show. Everybody in the comments, everybody that came around. Another thing, go over to DraftKings Sportsbook. Use all of those codes we gave you, PHNX. Get those same game parlays. Get your money. Get in those WWE Royal Rumble pools. Why not? It's free. You can get in on all of that. Sign up to become a member over at gophnx.com. Most importantly, go to PHNX Locker for all of our amazing merch like this fantastic shirt that I'm sharing with you right now. If you can't see it because you're listening, I'm sorry. I don't know how to make visuals work on podcasts yet, but I'm figuring that part out. We got some more shirts coming for the PHNX D-backs podcast. I promise you guys that. I know we've been talking about it. They're coming soon. But we're holding them hostage until the lockout is over. So you tell Roger Goodell and the MLB to get this lockout over. We'll give you guys the shirts. That's the way this
I don't know. I don't know what Roger Goodell is going to be about. You're right, Derek. You tell Roger Goodell.
Jesse, you tell Roger Goodell. Tell Rob Manfred together. To tell the owners to get their shit together. Well. I can't even blame that on COVID fog brain, but mostly I'm just thinking about football. I just can't wait to watch football. I hope you guys are. Chris Melton says Jesse is still 5 stars. So Jesse,
thank you.
There you go, man. Thank you. Even with being wrong, you're still 5 stars. Again, we thank you guys so much for checking out the show on behalf of Jesse and myself. We appreciate you guys for tuning in, commenting, listening, joining us, being a gophnx.com member and all that stuff. And remember, kids, baseball is fun. But it's more fun when Jesse is right.